It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
All right, let's talk about the word shy. There are many idioms out there that use this word. Of course, shy means that you have a nervous or reserved personality. Believe it or not, I was shy when I was younger. Perhaps more nervous shy than the reserved shy. Reserved shy is someone who is quiet and won't talk to people, maybe a little withdrawn and keeps to themselves. I was not, you know, that type of shy. I was more the nervous shy, more self-conscious, especially in high school. And that, you know, that was a challenge to overcome. A lot of people become shy when speaking in front of people. And that is the most common way that we use shy, is when we say they're shy speaking in front of people. And the other side of shy is the extreme feeling of shyness, which is like an anxiety or a panic attack. And some of you may feel that too. But today we are going to talk about shy idioms. All right. Idioms that use the word shy. The first one, gun shy. Gun shy. Now, this expression means that you are a little hesitant or a little nervous or not quite sure of someone or something, especially after you've done something and it was a bad experience, okay? So for me, I am really gun shy about skiing. I have never had a good experience skiing. I actually went down the ski hill backwards. I know, it's crazy. I hit the ice and I spun around backwards. I went down the hill backwards. I hit those moguls, which are the bumps, and my skis went flying in every direction. And you know what I learned is that, you know, there's like doctors in the forest. They came rushing out of the forest. They thought I had died or broken a leg or something, but they came rushing out and asked me if I was okay, and I was fine. So, you know, did not have a good experience skiing. And I can't get off the chairlift, you know. the chairlift where that takes you up the mountain, you have to jump off that and then go down the hill. Can't do that. Can't do it. Very scary. So when someone says to me, "Hey, James, let's go skiing," well, I'm a little gun shy. I don't say, "Yes, yes, yes, I want to go skiing," because I'm gun shy. I might say, I'm not sure. When are you going? Let me check my schedule and I'll get back to you. Gun shy. Okay, next. Shy away from someone or something. To shy away from someone means to avoid them. You don't want to talk to them or meet them. You might say, "Hey, you've been shying away from me all day. Is everything okay?" And so that means you just don't want to talk to that person or even see that person. So if someone is shying away from you, you know, you might want to send them a text. Say, "Hey, what's up? Everything okay?" Next one. Once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy. And this means you are hurt by someone or something, and you will become very, very careful around that person. For example, if someone asks you to go to the movies and they call you up and say, "Hey, James, let's go to the movies." But then that person doesn't show up. You're a little upset. You're a little angry. "Where is he? Where's my friend?" Well, the next week he calls and says, "Hey, let's go to the movies." And you say, "Yeah, you know what? Once bitten, twice shy, my friend. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you." That's the same kind of meaning as once bitten, twice shy. And actually, Stephanie, our producer there, she's got a song for you guys. Yeah, there's a famous song. Actually, there are two famous songs that use once bitten, twice shy. All right, let's hear the first one, Stephanie. I'm I'm once bitten, twice shy, baby. All right. Yeah, I'm loving it. Stephanie is like, no, James. Okay, Stephanie. I know Stephanie wants to play this song. She loves this song. I can't believe I'm playing this on my podcast. You know, I absolutely hate this song, but it's an idiom, and I am going to play it for you, my class. Once bitten, twice shy, play song two, Stephanie. Okay. That's enough, Stephanie. Enough of Wham and Last Christmas. Enough. Now, I know you guys are big fans of Last Christmas out there. So you'll hear that expression, once bitten, twice shy. I prefer the first one, Stephanie. Don't play that again. I'm warning you. Don't play that again. I don't know why. I just cannot stand that song at Christmas. I know. I'm sorry. I know. You guys love it out there, but not me. All right. Next one. Let's go on to the next idiom. A shy bladder. A shy bladder. Yeah. You know, have you ever gone to the bathroom and you can't pee? All right. Yeah, I know. I know this is a little personal, you know, where you want to go to the bathroom, but you can't pee. Well, it happens, right? Yeah, especially for men. You know, I get that way when I'm sometimes standing at the urinal, you know, in the men's washroom, where like, hey, I don't feel comfortable peeing here. I don't know why. You know, we call that, hey, I got a shy bladder. Yeah, we got a shy bladder sometimes, especially in the public washroom, right? So in a sentence, you say, it takes me forever to pee in a public washroom because I have a shy bladder. Yes, it's true. English is crazy sometimes. All right, our last one. A few bricks. I got to say this right because my father always says it to me. A few bricks shy of a load. A few bricks shy of a load. Or one card shy of a full deck. Yeah, these two expressions mean you are describing someone who's not that intelligent. He's a few bricks shy of a load. Well, not smart. And you can say, hey, I think James is a nice guy, but he's one card shy of a full deck. What? So, don't shy away from the James Rice Show. I may be a few bricks shy of a load, but don't be gun shy. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.